Before the law went into effect, motorists heard a lot about it.
One of the most dangerous things kids will do happens while they're sitting perfectly still. Kids who ride in a car without a booster seat are much more likely to suffer serious or fatal injury, but amazingly, 80% of all kids who need them aren't in them. After a toddler seat,
such public service announcements go on to explain who needs booster seats. Generally, it's kids ages 4 through 7. A study published in the Wisconsin Medical Journal found that booster seats offer nearly 60% greater protection than using seat belts on children between 40 and 80 pounds. Initially, drivers who don't comply with the law will receive written warnings. Tickets could follow. Libby Slavin from Safe Kids Wisconsin says the law is designed to be more educational than punitive.
If the person can prove that they've got a booster seat purchased and properly installed within 30 days of the ticket is then waived.
Proper installation is something safety experts have tried to convey with infant seats. Now they have another educational hurdle with booster seats. There's evidence parents often misuse the seats or install them incorrectly. When California got its booster seat law 4 years ago, certified examiners found problems 93% of the time. A majority of the errors occurred with the car seat harness. Shermaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.